This Sunday Show with Ed Finn.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to the Sunday Show. Coming to you this evening from the lovely West Cork and Fernhill House Hotel and Gardens. And I'm delighted to be joined by fourth generation owner Michael O'Neill. Michael, what a beautiful place.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm delighted to be here to be speaking to you and to all your lovely listeners as well. And from a lovely day in West Cork, the sun is shining and we are all happy out.
Now, I loved your phrase earlier, Michael, West is best.
West is best, yeah. West is best, yeah. So we're in West Cork. That's very important, not just West Cork. Yeah, it's fantastic to be down here. You know, it's such a lovely part of Ireland to be from.
And of course, we'll talk a lot, I suppose, about the whole property here and everything, but very interesting. I mean, we're steeped in history here in West Cork. And you yourself, it's amazing that generations and generations properties are handed down here from family to family. And this is a beautiful Georgian manor restored.
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me earlier a little bit about the history of it, going back to 1946, I guess.
But it's been in my family bought it in 1946, but the house dates back to about 1826.
Very good. And who built it or who lived here first?
Well, it's the Atkin family, and they were kind of like, I do like hour long talks in the history, so I won't go into too much detail. But basically, the Atkin family, like their son was like one of the most famous judges of all time. It's a snail in the bottle case, if anyone knows it. So yeah, so like they were an amazing family, the Atkin family. And then after that, it passed to the Wright family, and they were like in the legal sector as well. So they were like the Solicitor General of Ireland and things like that, you know. So I think it's a nice contradiction, because down here you have Michael Collins, or just 4 miles away, they'd walk out the front door to see where Michael Collins is from.
And that's amazing. And of course, Michael Collins, you were saying to me that we know the history here. There's a Collins Trail now, Vale na Blaws, just out the road. I mean, I was chatting to Seamus Heaney from Pure Cork, and we were saying, you know, the most visited grave in Glasnevin, of course, is Michael Collins. And amazing the story here and the, you know, the history of him. But John F. Kennedy has connections here as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Like, I love history, and like, and I love kind of big turning points and events. And I just think like Clanachilty just before the famine, like you have JFK's great-grandmother's family, Michael Collins's grandparents, and Henry Ford's father. They're all here at the same time. Like, you know, it's just amazing. They were at the mark together at the fairs in town. But it's just absolutely monumental figures. And it just shows what an interesting place Clanachilty in West Cork is.
And the Henry Ford connection is amazing as well. I mean, I actually visited the Ford Museum and Factory in Detroit in Michigan. And I mean, the huge, big, massive part of that is sectioned off and is all about Cork and the connections here with the grandfather. Phenomenal, isn't it, that connection?
Do you know, it's amazing like how those figures came out of here. And I just think it's just a sign of like how special the area is. Like I think, you know, we're all living here, and like the people that are doing amazing things down here even today. But it's just like, you'd be just so inspired by how beautiful the place is. You know, just the beauty of the land and the sea and all the people, like they're kind of, you know, it's a little bit wilder down here, so that people have a bit of a character to them, you know, and it just kind of creates interesting people that can go on to do amazing things, you know. And so it's a lovely place to grow up and to live and to visit.
So when was it first used as sort of for hospitality?
So my great grandparents bought it in 1946, and then it passed to my grandparents, and my grandfather was kind of involved in lots of different things, and he wanted to kind of go into more agriculture and stuff like that, you know. And he wanted to kind of knock half a lot of the outhouses and things like that, you know. And my grandmother was like, "You can't knock half my house." And then he was like, "What are you going to do with it?" I was like, "I'm going to open a B&B." So she got her things together. She was a great woman. And she set up a few rooms, started B&B, and we've gone on since there. You know, it's just
touch of the Myrtle Allens about her, I think.
That's it, yeah. Oh, she was a mighty woman. She was from a butchering family, you know, and farming, you know. So it's a great love of food, you know, that we have here in Fernhill as well. Doing things right and keeping things local and natural and giving that flavour and that experience to the guests as well.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations, by the way. You became part of the Blue Book last year, which is always an amazing achievement for any establishment. Yeah. But I can see here, a wonderful meal here last night. You know, we all know Clanachilty black pudding, but by Jove, I'll tell you, having it here, it's like Guinness, Michael. It doesn't travel that well, certainly here, like, I suppose as a starter, it's incredible. I had the Michelin star gourmet and a beautiful crispy salad. It was just absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
But that's one thing about here, I suppose, you're spoiled for the quality and the terroir and what you have on your doorstep.
Amazing. Like I do think we've the best food like in the world. Like I think the biggest thing is the ingredients. Like, just what we have to work with is amazing. Like, we're right on the sea, so we got like amazing fresh fish. The pasture land we have is the best. Like, you know, we all like the rain like kind of shapes us, you know, we get a lot of rain, but that just creates an amazing food, like, you know, that we can get like from everything. And then that's going to create a real hive of craft producers, and like we get different cheeses, loads of different products from people, but everyone's at it. Like, we're at it now doing our own gin and everything, you know. So
listen, I love gin, and the Fernhill gin and tonic, I have to tell the listeners, up there in top gins.
Thanks
I've
so
had
much.
Seriously, I mean that now. It was fabulous.
Well it was a lockdown project, so we had many hard, tough nights of long taste testing sessions, you know.
Yeah, I know, hard work.
Yeah it was tough, but somebody had to do it, you know, come up with the best flavour and everything. No, it was a brilliant thing to do during lockdown. It was a great thing for us to rally around and create a bit of positivity during that difficult time.
Brilliant. Now, when you're dealing with the public and when you're in the hospitality business, I mean, it can be quite difficult. And of course, we went through COVID, which was challenging. But you weren't always involved in hospitality, were you?
Myself? Well, like in college, I went to do different things, and like I was involved, I worked at KPMG in Dublin and stuff like that, but like home was always calling. I'm a country mouse, you know, and delighted to get back into it. And I just love hospitality and the different meeting different people, and just the joy you can give to the people. It's just so lovely to be able to see that. Like, you know, it's just great.
When people will come and stay here, actually, you have the most beautiful art collection here, the design, the interior. I mean, I suppose it's quintessential, really, the Tix Blue Book, you know, boxes. You told me that you've your own interior designer here, and it really does show, because it's stunning stuff.
Most hotels, they get to do design work, like big chains and everything. Let's bring in like a design company. We actually hired a designer that we have as part of the team here. And like, it's just to be able to, you can work with her every week, and then like kind of really, she can get into under the skin of the property. We can kind of understand what she's looking for. And like, we've really kind of created an amazing story. Like, every piece of art is placed because it's like the philosophy here at Fernhill is that we're inspired by the gardens in West Cork. So all the art is related to either the History House, West Cork, or the gardens.
Yeah, and that's amazing. Now, Mary Reynolds, you have a garden here by the fantastic art garden designer, Mary Reynolds. That's an amazing achievement. Now, really interesting stuff that you're doing here with wild gardens, with sustainability, just magic. I know West Cork lends itself with the climate to beautiful gardens, but this is something really interesting that you were telling me about.
Yeah, the gardens are like absolutely amazing. We're so lucky to have Mary Reynolds as our designer. So we've been working to her designs for about 6 or 7 years now. And because she's just like, she's one of the best garden designers in the world. Like, Dermot Gavin did a list of the 10 best garden designers ever in the history of the world. And he had Mary Reynolds on the list. She's just absolutely phenomenal. So, and like, her designs are, they make you feel good. Like, she's the kind of, like, she, the way she designs, like, I could go on and on and on. But like, she really respects nature, and it's more natural, and it's about the feeling, and it's all the structure of the gardens and everything. So like, the gardens we have here are amazing. They're in they're in different areas. So we've kind of the formal area at the front, which is like, that's of the grand designs, and they're kind of like more man-made structures, but it's a, you know, it's a lovely area. And then like, you kind of move on to the more wilder sections. We have like a bee meadow and things like that. And we have a permaculture forest. We planted over 3,000 trees.
Now, that is really, I mean, that is just so amazing. And the bee garden is fabulous, because I've seen a few places doing that. But it's the real deal here. I mean, there's an awful lot of places now getting into that. But she's leading, kind of leading the way in that, isn't she?
Oh, she's really encouraging biodiversity. And we absolutely love biodiversity here. Like, you know, so we planted the 3,000 trees over the far side. We own a wild river valley as well, and we're protecting that, and that's on the old maps of Clonakilty. That's like part of the ancient woodland, and we don't have much of that left in Ireland, so it's really important to rewild and protect your wildness, so we're doing that. And then beyond that, we've got involved in planting trees around Clonakilty. So like, we're leading a tree planting group where we planted 20,000 trees around Clonakilty. It's about doing as much as you can here at the property, but then going out and doing more, and it's because it's just, we absolutely love nature and biodiversity here.
Yeah, and I mean, difficult to get Mary Reynolds, I imagine, because it's not every project that she would take on. So must have like fallen in love, as you do, I suppose, fallen in love with this place here.
Yeah, yeah. Like she goes doing research and going back into the history, because she loves the nature so much. Like, and nature builds up over time, so she goes back into history land. So like the word Fern Hill really kind of, like, even just that, like, names are important. So like Fern Hill, and the fern is part of a healthy woodland, you know, and like kind of the going back to the woodland, which is better for nature and everything. And it's just, she was really inspired by the history of the locality and things like that, and brought in those kind of essences into the design and stuff like that to lift it. It's a work of art. It really is. Like, we've gorgeous art all over the house. We've like 1,000 different pictures around the place, but there's nothing better than the designs that she's done in the gardens. It really is a work of art, and it's just so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it is fantastic. And that is something that people love. I mean, I know we'll talk a little bit later now, of course, about weddings, because you're specialists in weddings, and I think you have, I was exhausted, 100 and how many weddings this year?
Yeah, we're well over 100 this year. Yeah, so which
love is in the air in Clonakilty anyway.
Yeah, well, it's just I think people, basically, we don't do much advertising for weddings, but it's just we keep people coming down because we just have absolute beautiful property, amazing gardens for people to go, and then the service, we're family run, so we make sure that everything is perfect, which is the most important thing for weddings. So then, we won an award last year for being the best wedding venue in Ireland at the Gold Medal Catering Awards, which is the best one. We keep it very separate then for the leisure as well. Like we wouldn't have leisure guests staying the night of weddings, and like, so midweek, it's absolutely amazing to come down here and experience it if you want to just pop down for a visit.
Yeah, no, I want to talk to you after. We're going to take a little break now for a bit of music, Michael, but after that I want to talk to you about what makes the perfect wedding, right? So
this Sunday show with Ed Finn.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to the Sunday show, coming to you this evening from lovely West Cork and Fernhill House and Country Garden. Michael O'Neill, great to chat to you this evening. It's a lot of pressure arranging people's weddings, and 140 something weddings coming up for you this year.
Yeah.
Do you sleep at all?
No, we're very lucky that we're family run, so I'm like, you know, we have to like spread it out between my brothers and I, and my parents are still involved, you know, and like we've an absolute amazing team here as well, you know, so it really does help a lot. But like, everything has to be perfect for weddings, so it is busy.
Yeah, and of course you have a wedding coordinator here as well.
Yeah, Uncle Nan, she's fantastic. Yeah,
and that's amazing. So like, attention to detail, phenomenal. I mean, I saw some reviews from people that are here, and again, you do inside, outside, you know, there's a lot of pressure. Of course, weather is always difficult, isn't it?
But like ceremonies, having your ceremony at a venue creates such a lovely day, you know, and like, it's so popular now. So we, I think we're definitely one of the best in Ireland for providing ceremonies, just because we've like the outdoor wedding garden. If you do get the weather, we do have a Child of Prague statue in the gardens to help with that, the weather. But but the backup options then are amazing. We have the inside the country house, or we have a chandelier lit and fairy lights all over the roof, a marquee. So it's an amazing option if it does rain. So it just takes all the pressure off.
That's really interesting. Now, I've been to Prague so many times, right? Yeah. I love it. And I've been to see the Child of Prague, who is anatomically correct, by the way. And the nuns change his gear, you know, his dress all the time. But the story is fantastic about, you know, how he saved the place from plague and all that. But what is the tradition here in Ireland about the Child of Prague, the head falling off?
The night before the wedding, you hide the Child of Prague statue in the gardens, and it's supposed to give you good luck and the weather for the day. So like, it's a fantastic tradition. So we kept finding them all over the gardens, so we got our own Child of Prague statue then, just to kind of save it. But apparently if the head falls off, it will help it. But I remember for our own wedding, myself and my wife, is nail on going to be a washout the whole day long? Like farmers, everyone was saying it. And my wife, my mother had a Child of Prague statue, and she went to Cork and bought a second one, and we had no rain the whole day long.
That's hilarious. It's incredible, isn't it? How it became such an Irish thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's all part of it. But Ireland's great for the tradition and the stories, and it feeds into the hospitality, and like that's just another element of it.
Of course, Now, I mean, have you noticed over the years, I mean, I know there's all different types of weddings now, I mean, different sizes. Yeah. Have you noticed big changes over the years in terms of, you know, what people want now? Has it become very difficult, or is it pretty much you've got it down to a T now?
But we have it, like, ceremony. ceremonies is like one of the biggest change. Like, you know, like pre-2013, no one got married outside, and then like now it's over 50%. You know, so it's just kind of interesting the way things move, and there's different tastes, there's different things coming every year. I remember in the boom there was like champagne fountains and all this crack, and I know it's kind of more
chocolate kind of, fountains and all sorts of mad things.
You know, things kind of change through the year. I remember when I was a young fella running around the place having the crack of the staff, like the oxtail soup would have been for every single wedding. I haven't seen it in 15 years.
Absolutely.
Every single wedding was oxtail soup, you know, and things like that, you know, and times change.
Yeah, I must say the monkfish scampi last night, Michael, was amazing. And it's not difficult. It's not that easy to do monkfish scampi. Yeah. But again, the produce here, brilliant. Yeah. And the food, of course, we touched on, is a huge thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Especially like, you know, for Blue Book. Like, I just love the Blue Book. And whenever I'm dreaming about going away on holidays, that's where I want to go. Just go to a lovely setting, beautiful house, just to really kind of soak up the atmosphere and just get a gorgeous meal. It's what it's all about, you know, like, and getting that breakaway that you look forward to.
Yeah, so you have, I mean, in terms of numbers of rooms here, you're telling me some 27.
So
it's a beautiful size.
Yeah.
And you know, you're in this gorgeous Georgian house. Now, for normal guests at leisure, like for me, I love getting away, little escapes. And I'd forgotten actually how lovely it is down here in West Cork. I mean, I'm from Cork myself, but beautiful parts of the world. For people that just want leisure breaks then, I mean, when the weddings are on here, you wouldn't even know they're on because the way you've got it all managed is really nice.
Our guests are the most important thing to us. Everything is about our guests. We were the 7th best hotel in Ireland, TripAdvisor last year. And like basically how you get there is just making sure everyone has a good time. So we wouldn't have guests staying the night of weddings and things like that. But we're just so lucky to be in West Cork. The amount of things that people can do down here, like, is absolutely fantastic.
Now, I'm going to talk to you later about, I mean, you've been the mayor of Clonakilty, right? Which is fabulous. But before we go on to that, I wanted to ask you about the art and there was a brilliant thing there, an art trail, which is very interesting.
Yeah. So we're just kind of launching it there in the next month there. So like, you know, here at Fern Hill, like, you know, it's a labour of love, true to traditions and the stories evolved, and like we want to bring that in the art. So every single piece of art has been hand selected in the hotel, and we've done it in different areas to reflect the philosophy of the gardens and featuring local artists, you know, and that are inspired by West Cork and things like that, you know. So it's an absolutely amazing thing. I don't think I've seen a full on art trail throughout the whole hotel in any other hotel in Ireland or abroad. So it seems going to be a lovely thing.
No, it is. It's really interesting, and it's a lovely way. I mean, again, I mean, it's kind of funny. It's like you're in a little art gallery, and there's so many different things when you're here. Wherever you look, there's a beautiful piece of furniture. There's a beautiful piece of art. You're creating that gorgeous sort of, and you do actually. It's a real escape into another little world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just something about giving a more authentic experience to the guest. Like, you know, I think when you go to a place, it's about getting a feeling that you're like, that you're in somewhere that's special, you know, that that you're not just going to any old place that like a chain hotel and things like that, but like here you're valued. You can get the essence of the area, get the essence of the property, and just experience all that. It really adds to the experience. I think you're just a bit more fulfilled when you're going home then.
Yeah, no, you know? I think that's brilliant. And again, I love that kind of unique experience that you're talking about there, which you offer. I mean, it's become, we have to, I suppose, talk a little bit about COVID because it was such a tumultuous time for people in the hospitality business. How, I mean, aside from making fabulous gin, at the other end of it, how did you cope with that?
Yeah, well, we just kind of, look, we absolutely love hospitality. We love welcoming guests. Like my mother said, like at the start, she was like, it's sad when you close. We only close for a few days for Christmas every year, and he goes, it's really sad being closed those few days and not seeing him. But it being closed for 6 months, do you know, it was just absolutely, it goes against everything we believe in. But we really use the time to improve the property, and like every single square inch of the place we improved, and we just kept working. I think compared to any other hotel in Ireland, we really came out of it like on a total other level. And like we had a fantastic 2022 then at the end of it. We won best wedding venue in Ireland. loads of other awards in as well, like seven best hotel in Ireland, TripAdvisor and things like that. So, and then two new grandchildren and things like that. So
brilliant. Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, that's a lovely positive spin on the whole thing. So, you know, and it's great. And that's something that comes across.
Yeah.
From, I mean, the hospitality business is so resilient, isn't it,
yeah.
Michael? And I mean, you, I suppose it's in your blood really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
so four
yeah.
generations. So it's something that you just do kind of almost effortlessly.
Yeah. It's just part of what you do. And it's just a lovely way of life. Like, you know, like you're having to crack with people, meeting lovely people like yourself and everyone coming down here. It's just great. And like kind of creating lovely experiences. And like, do you know, what other job would you get? And like people are just so happy. You know, like they absolutely leave and then saying you're great and stuff like that. And it's just lovely. Like,
But I mean, it's great because when it's done and when you get that brilliant Irish hospitality, it's brilliant. Now, of course, Americans love the Blue Book as well. And it's great for that, isn't it? That, you know, now that you're part of that, it's super that you have that sort of overall kind of umbrella, really, of the kind of the marketing stuff. But I love the way that it has all those special requirements like family run, quality, as you said earlier, like just the art, the interiors, just you feel like you're staying almost in a little palace sometimes.
Oh, it's something we really should treasure as a nation, I think, because it's kind of capturing like just the very essence of Irish hospitality.
And in West Cork here, of course, right, you're surrounded by so many amazing things to do.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the history, I think people are fascinated by. For you, you know, if people are coming here for a few days, Michael, I mean, what would you say to them, you know, if you haven't been down here before, a few ideas that would be like, don't miss this.
And well, like as I said, west is best. So like I always recommend a drive west, out to the Mizzen Hedge, you know, like the views are just absolutely spectacular out there. And then there's so many little villages you can explore, get a lovely lunch, like Glandore is absolutely amazing, perched up overlooking that gorgeous bay. And then there's like, so it's lovely to kind of get out and experience. And then like, then there's loads of activities. So like there's a night kayaking with glow in the dark plankton. Like, you know, it's like you're in the movie
with
Avatar.
That bioluminescence.
Yeah,
and
it's
wow,
like world class. It's one of the best places in the world to do it in Loch Inne. The whale watching is some of the best whale watching in Europe here. And like that's fantastic throughout the year, and like especially in the winter.
That's funny because I think people, you hear a bit like the Northern Lights every now and then, you know, something happens in the Northern. But the whale watching is actually, it's a regular occurrence here, isn't it? It's not just like once off stuff. It's here all the time.
It's fantastic. And they're amazing. Like the fin whales, there's always fin whales, and like they're like the second largest animal in the world. And like you can see the humpback whales. Dolphins, there's hundreds of dolphins when you go out. We've there's like 100 fungi. Those activities are more active than if you want to take it easy. Like there's lovely museums, like just discover more about Michael Collins. There's the gin distillery in Clonakilty you can visit, the Clonakilty Black Pudding Factory. And then like there's all the different lovely places to eat. Beaches, there's like nine beaches within 9 miles of Clonakilty. And then the music, Clonakilty is the best town in Ireland for music. There's music every night of the week, and like there's absolutely unbelievable places.
I was actually amazed at that because I mean, you know, kind of, I suppose Galway has a it was a great spot, and you know, people think Galway is the great place for music. Yeah. I couldn't believe that there's so much music here in Clonakilty. I actually hadn't realized, and it is incredible. I mean, it's another like best kept secret, I think.
Yeah, I think we should be showing.
And it just springs up, you know, like it's just guys starting a session.
Yeah, it's so natural, like, you know, it's amazing. Like every Tuesday night in O'Donovan's, there'd be like around 20 or 30 people in there with instruments and everyone playing away, you know, and if you come down, you can sing or play away yourself as well. People are more than welcome. And it's just a great atmosphere. Like, I don't know where else you'd get it. And then, like, the bar is like Jimi Hendrix's bassist when he left the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Noel Redding. He moved to Clonakilty. And, like, he just really kind of, there was like people dropping in, like, David Bowie and things like that, you know. And he's playing the bars every Friday night. And he kind of really got it going. And, like, we're just a fantastic tradition now there. You know, and then there's other, like Shanley's is a family music pub that's been up in the same family for over 100 years. There's loads of other ones, and we've got music festivals and everything. Yeah, so
well, talking about music, you're listening to The Sunday Show with Ed Finn, my special guest this evening, Michael O'Neill, here in Fernhill House Hotel and Gardens.
This Sunday Show with Ed Finn.
And you're very welcome back to The Sunday Show, coming to you this evening from Fernhill House Hotel here in lovely West Cork in Clonakilty. Michael, I didn't realise that you were also the mayor of Clonakilty.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I was watching a few series recently with the mayor of Kingston, right? And there's some very salacious stuff out there. The mayor of Clonakilty. Now, you were telling me Clonakilty is about 400 years old, right?
Yeah.
And tell us what happened or how this came about.
Yeah, so basically, there have been mayors ever since Clonakilty started, like in different forms and things like that. And then right up until they abolished the town councils in 2014. So, Clonakilty was like the only time we said we can't lose our mayor, and we decided to do on a voluntary basis run elections and vote in new mayors. And so it's a fantastic thing because it's voluntary, and it kind of speaks to the get up and go attitude here in Clonakilty, how positive everyone is that it was kept, so.
And I've heard that there was a lot of political wrangling. This was a very competitive process.
Oh, it was, yeah. a big election, we campaigning out with the flyers and drumming up votes, there was a lot of pressure on me because I'm actually the fourth generation of my family to be mayor, so it's kind of a family tradition. So my great-grandfather Imdhu Boffern Hill was mayor, his son went down through the generations, and then so as a young fella, boys would have been aspiring to be soccer players and things like that, but I wanted to be the mayor of Clonakilty.
Was that synonymous with being fourth generation Fernhill House here? Was that part of how
no one ever said
mayor?
It to me, but you see the
nepotism
down in the town hall, there's a list of names, you see the O'Neills, and I was like, yeah, we'd love to get that, so I went campaigning. My dad was the campaign manager, and it was great crack going up to the nuns' house, to campaign for votes, because there's 20 of them up there, and they all drove down to vote. The first round, it was all the crack with it and everything. And
that's good. So you were told, and then he was like, see, Michael Ian has now reached the quota, we deem him elected.
The parting that went on after was unbelievable. Yeah, we were absolutely delighted, and went on for days.
Is there a big fancy mayor's office in town here? Come to you if they want their drains fixed or what?
Well, no, it's voluntary, there's less of that, kind of going to events, the ambassador for the Vatican, you came to and I couldn't meet him, and there's all these different, we've over 100 events and lovely small ones and big ones, and the St. Patrick's Day parade and everything. You get a bit lovely red robe and a chain, and it's all legit. It's pretty good. My friends were joking in the back half, so I was mayor in 2019, so then 2020 COVID happened, and so my friends were like, oh, the first mayor that
you were a lockdown mayor.
Yeah, all the businesses in Clonakilty closed down under your watch, and I was like, yeah, thanks very much.
That would be great. There's one thing about Cork, and you cannot beat the humour here.
Isn't it?
It's unique, it's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. But look, I was just trying to do videos, keep people positive, tell people to keep washing hands and stuff like that,
So you became like a YouTube sensation, did you?
I did, yeah, doing the video and the speeches and stuff like that. Myself and my wife had a baby that February, so it was nearly kind of handy that I had a bit of time.
That's brilliant. So that was it was a silver lining, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, how does it work then? So how long was the term, or what is the actual term?
You're mayor for 1 year, and then there's the mayor of council, so we do awards recognising people, and you're there in case the mayor isn't able to attend an event, and then it'd be my turn to be, so I went first because I topped the poll in the election, so it'd be my turn to be the deputy now next year, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, you must run out of Fernhill gin after that.
It'd be great.
Brilliant. And you're going to be deputy again, is that right?
I've been deputy mayor, could be no better man placed to advise people where to go if you want to come down to Fernhill and experience West Cork. It's the best place to stay, and I think we're really looking forward to welcoming people down.
No, absolutely. Now, you're also on the board of West Cork Tourism.
Yeah.
Now, that's a very, very, it's a really good tourism body, because again, I was looking at the website there. You guys do amazing work in terms of promoting the area here.
So
there's a lot of work involved in that.
Yeah, well, I'm not as active in it anymore, with all the babies and stuff and being mayor.
You're active in other ways.
Yeah, yeah.
But next mayor.
I just love tourism, and I love welcoming people and stuff like that, and I love West Cork, so it's just all kind of feeds in, and I love getting involved in different projects to bring people down here and things like that, so involved in the tree planting project around Clonakilty as well and things like that,
Brilliant. And I suppose it's a nature lover's paradise, as you said there. It's a foodie lover's paradise. The welcome, the hospitality here is phenomenal as well. For people now that want to come down, what is the average stay here, Michael? What are people, if they're coming here, do they stay for 2 or 3 days? Is there a tour? How do you find it now?
It's whatever you kind of like. You get people come down for one night, two nights, four nights. With the Blue Book now, I think we're kind of seeing more longer stay guests and things like that, which is lovely because you can really really get to enjoy the place, visit a different restaurants. There's two Michelin star restaurants in West Cork, you know, and then there's loads of places to go and see and things to do and really get under the skin of the destination. So yeah, so it's a fantastic place to come. We've great midweek prices.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I mean, but what I think is great, that's I personally love going to hotels like this when it's not so busy.
Yeah.
Because I mean, not that I don't love children, Michael, or anything like but if you want to get away for a little break, you know, sometimes I find some of the Bluebird properties are just perfect for that. And I think this fits that in spades. So I would love, like, for here with the art, it's a great place to come if you want to be creative or if you want to, like, wandering around the gardens there, listening to the birds. I was in heaven, like, Mary Reynolds Garden. Wow.
It's brilliant for gardens. And we're part of the West Cork Garden Trail as well. So there's over 20 different gardens to visit around West Cork of all different sizes, different styles, and things like that, you know. So it's really, and like, there's just so much to do down here in West Cork. It's absolutely a fantastic place. We really love to see more people down here.
On the West Cork Garden Trail, would you mind if I asked you a little bit? The gardens, one thing that is down here, are amazing. And we know, of course, you have nearby Garnish Island. Because of, but you've got incredible, the microclimate here and the weather lends itself to that. In terms of the gardens, if you love gardens, this is really a great place to go.
Oh, it's the best place. The best place in Europe, nearly. Because of the microclimate, because we get the Gulf Stream here. So like we have warmer soil. And then we have the temperate climate. So you can just a variety of different plants you can grow. And like the West Cork Garden Trail, I think, is Ireland's oldest garden trail. So it's really well established. And a different variety of places. Bantry House, like massive place. And then you have small, like one garden place, like Pine Tree Lodge and things like that. You know, where you go in there, you'll meet the gardener. And be able to talk to the plants and things like that and get under the skin. Different types of medicinal herb gardens, the fernery. You know, there's like all different, loads of different styles. And you can come down, there's a website, westcorkgardentrail.com, and you can look at the different gardens there, and you'll have the time of your life.
And I know, I mean, obviously here in springtime now, I noticed there's some incredible, I don't know, are they camellias or magnolias, but I mean, amazing colours in bloom in the gardens here. Just gorgeous.
Yeah. This time of year, myself and my wife got married. Like, I love the spring, you know, and things waking up and just love nature and things like that. So it's a lovely time to come down. And there's different plants blooming different times of year and stuff like that. So any time of year you come down, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'd say if anyone is thinking of popping the question, you know, if they want, if they're in any doubt, come down here and they'll tell you. You want to get married here. It's like the perfect setting. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Really, really good. So in terms of, just to finish up, Michael, in terms of West Cork going forward now, the season, I suppose, summertime now, going to be busy time for you.
Yeah.
Lots of festivals and things happening here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a great one. So like the Clannachitty Guitar Festival with the music, the South of Ireland Band Championships, which is like the best big band championships in Ireland. Like that's a fantastic thing, the All Time Fair. They're doing a festival on Michael Collins' birthday this year now in October. And
of course, because it's 100 years, isn't it?
It was 100 years last year since his passing. So we're doing something around his birthday because around his passing, everyone kind of focused on Bail na Blah and stuff like that. But I think focus on his life and the amount of stuff he achieved was absolutely amazing because he died so young. And like you can visit the pub where he drank the night before he died, you know. And I did a great event there. It was like 100 years to the hour that he drank there, and then like an hour later he was unfortunately killed. And like they had an event there that we were there to the hour that 100 years later, and it was absolutely amazing to be there. It was like, and like my father went to buy a drink, and they had like brandy glasses above the counter, and a brandy glass, I couldn't believe it, hopped down in front of him and bounced in the counter. We were just like, everyone couldn't believe it, you know. Yeah.
That's spooky, but that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's, I totally agree with you on that, by the way, because of course, like, Bail na Blah is just a little corner, really. I mean,
you're totally right.
It's the story of his life and where he came from and what molded him.
Yeah, like he was running the Freedom Campaign, we say, and then like, he was also Minister for Finance, you know, and like doing so many things, and he had to sleep in it. He was in his 20s for a lot of it, and he'd sleep in a different bed every night, you know. He was on the run doing all that.
Yeah, it sounds like my job, Michael, but I can't complain about the beds at all.
I hope the bed wasn't too bad last night.
No, absolutely brilliant. Anyway, Michael, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you. I must say, it's so lovely to come back down to West Cork and to discover all the fabulous things that are happening. And thank you so much for a really wonderful stay, and best of luck now for the season ahead.
Very good. Thank you very much, Ed, and looking forward to welcoming people to West Cork. Slánta.